Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee, and today we are continuing our study in the book called 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today is day 20, and the lesson is called Resolution in Prayer. One morning several years ago, I woke up with a horrible case of the flu. The illness hung on, and I lost 18 pounds in just 3 weeks. I began to feel a severe, steady pain in my joints and muscles, and I had a terrible headache that would not go away. I was suddenly allergic to all sorts of things. Also, my cognitive capabilities would sometimes short-circuit, and I had great difficulty getting words to come out of my mouth. This is not a good thing if you're a pastor. I could not sleep for more than a few hours at a time. About 5 o'clock every evening, I would get a terrible sore throat and began to feel waves of despair crowding into my soul. Yet none of that could compare with the extreme fatigue that I felt. I woke up exhausted and stayed that way all day long. I would lay in bed and concentrate on mustering all of my strength just so that I could turn over by myself. I had been a varsity athlete in college. And yet at one point, I was so weak that the only thing I could do for the day was to crawl down the hall to the bathroom. On top of all of that, my church was going through a difficult period of transition. As the senior pastor, it was important for me to invest additional energy into helping navigate the church through the challenging waters it faced. Yet I did not have any extra energy. But worse than that was the awful guilt I felt because I couldn't function at home as a husband and father. At the time, my 3 boys were all under the age of 5. They just could not understand why Dad could not play with them like he usually did, or why he could not do things like go out and make a snowman. Also, my wife really needed me to help around the house. Yet it was all I could do to take care of myself and try to keep working. I hated seeing my own exhaustion wearing her out, too. As the weeks went by, I grew frustrated at being the slave to my pain and fatigue. I am a goal-oriented person, and I was unable to pursue any goal other than survival. I lived like that for months before I told anyone or sought help. Eventually, I was diagnosed with an immunological disease. Doctors did not know much about it at that time. I became frustrated with God at this time in my life. Day after day, I asked for deliverance or an explanation, or at least, in the very least, a time frame for my agony. But the only response I received was silence. Blank, empty, hollow, deafening silence. Day after day, week after week, month after month, God said nothing. I looked in the book of Job for a time frame. My question was, how long did Job suffer? I even asked some of the best Bible scholars in the country that question, and they all had the very same answer. The Bible does not say. I felt as though God had abandoned me, and I did not even know why. My soul was dry, and my heart was broken. I hate to admit it, but I eventually reasoned that if God would no longer speak to me, then I would not speak to him. For a period of weeks, I had almost no prayer life. But I knew this was wrong. I am a Christian, and Christians cannot not pray. I am a child of God, and children of God talk to their Heavenly Father. So little by little, I begin to practice saying thanksgiving prayers and then prayers of praise. Then I did some intercessory prayers and liberation prayers. I began to feel a little better. Even if I finally started to turn a corner, helped by, of all things, a simple direct message and a greeting card. One day I got a card from my mom, and my mom had plenty of health problems on her own. Yet that did not stop her from serving God with her whole heart. The essence of the message that she wrote in her card was, quit griping and get going again. As I read it, I almost laughed out loud. Mom's card reminded me that I had come too far with God to give up on him now. So finally, I began to pray what I call the prayer of resolution, or an even if prayer. God, I will worship you and serve you even if I were never to get well, even if you don't answer my prayers, even if you never give me an explanation. As I prayed that way, an amazing thing happened. Over the next few weeks, I got so much better. It was a process that took time, but it was very real. Occasionally, I still have issues with my immune system. For instance, I got shingles 3 times in a year. But overall, I'm very healthy now, and I exercise almost an hour every day. But even if I had not gotten better, even if I had only gotten worse, God would still be worthy of my loyalty and service. Even if he never said another thing to me, did another thing for me, gave another thing to me, he would still deserve all of my love and devotion. The way I see it, I deserve eternal death, but he has given me eternal life and abundant life, so I owe him everything I have. One day, I will be all better, and when I say better, I mean better. I will walk the streets of heaven in a brand new, pain-free, tireless, non-allergic, glorious, incorruptible body. No more fatigue, no more weakness, no more exhaustion, no more pain. I will only be as good as I used to be, but I will be much better than I've ever imagined. Until then, though, I will love, obey, and remain devoted to the God who has promised me that perfect eternal body. Though he slay me. As he always did, Job got up one morning and prayed. Yet in a horrific next few hours, he received one report after another detailing the complete loss of his business and death of all 10 of his children. To make matters worse, the next day his body was covered in screaming open wounds. When Job looked for encouragement from his friends, all he got was accusation and condemnation. When he prayed, all he got from God was distance and silence. Job was painfully honest in voicing his frustration, disappointment, and questions, but he made a great decision that showed his true colors. In his anguish, Job offered a prayer of resolution. Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. Job 13, verse 15. I will. David and the other psalmists understood the power of resolution. Nearly 200 times in Psalms, they declare, I will. Many of these declarations of determination are prayers of resolution. For example, as David ran for his life from an unjust insanity of King Saul and ended up hiding in a cave, he offered those powerful prayers of resolution, each containing the words, I will. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 57, verses 1 and 2 and 7 through 9 says, in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. My heart is steadfast. Oh my God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. Psalm 63, verses 4 and 7 reads, I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Later, when David had to flee for his life into the wilderness a second time because his son Absalom tried to overthrow him, he again turned to the prayers of resolution. See Psalm 5, verse 3. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you. I will look up. Psalm 5, verse 7 reads, But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Praying the Prayer of Resolution. The Prayer of Resolution expresses loyalty to God in the face of his discipline, silence, or incomprehensible ways. It is a determination to continue to do the right thing no matter what is going on around you. It is a choice to refuse to hold a grudge toward God. It is stating that you trust the Lord enough to let him take you beyond what you thought you could bear. It is returning unconditional, grateful loyalty for God's gift of unconditional love, even in terrible circumstances. Your 28 Days to Powerful Prayer. Is there an area where you need to offer a resolution in prayer? Some examples could be, Lord, I will worship and serve you, even if my prayers are not answered, my mate does not change, my dreams do not come true, I do not get the promotion, my mother is not healed, my child does not get born again, I will never meet Mr. or Miss Wright, I never receive an explanation for the adversity I am facing. I suggest that you make the prayer of resolution a key part of your strategy to experience spiritual victory even when you face situational anarchy. But it will be easier to make the right choice then if you get into the habit of doing it now. Therefore, I also suggest that you make a few simple prayers of resolution an element of your daily prayers. Well, friends, here's some questions to consider. Consider writing them down. Number one, what resonated with you in this chapter and why? Number two, are you currently facing some difficult situations or dealing with unanswered prayers? Number three, how can resolution prayer help you? And number four, what resolutions should you make now? Dear friends, please join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we lift up those who are listening to this podcast, Father. Lord, I pray that they will become strong prayer warriors, Father, that they will implement what they're learning in this podcast, Lord. And Lord, that you will use this podcast for your glory. Lord, help us to have resolutions in our prayer. Help us to praise you regardless of whether you answer the prayer in our favor or not. Either you say yes, no, or wait. Lord, forgive us of all unrighteousness, Father. We love you and praise you and we thank you, Father. We remember those who have illnesses in prayer, Father. We ask you to touch and heal them in the name of Jesus. And those that do not know you, I pray, Father, that they will come to know you. We love you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. This has been a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care and God bless.